Father, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for all the parables that Jesus taught. Some of them are hard to understand, but some of them always have a heavenly meaning. And sometimes we just got to put ourselves in and personalize the parable or personalize it with family and friends. And we can all reflect on some of the situations that we have had in life. But you know, the one beautiful thing about the parables, they always end by saying, you are special. You are loved. God wants you to be a part of his kingdom forever and forever. So if we're faithful with little things, he will be willing to give us bigger things. And if we're faithful with all of that he has given to us, especially this life, this personal life that we have, we're individual. And he has blessed us with so many things, not necessarily always money. Maybe he's blessed us with good health. Maybe he's blessed us with a wonderful family. And maybe we don't really know what to do with some of it and just get to a point to say, oh, Lord, thank you for all of this blessings. And really, I don't know what to do with it now, Lord. So can I give it back to you and take good care of it, especially with family and friends and children. And God will be faithful to look out after them for you. We thank you for the opportunity to know all of this stuff because we trust you. By a simple prayer that we know that we're sinners and we are saved by grace. And that he can come into our life and be Lord over it in so many ways. Oh yeah, we let the world creep back in once in a while. But we, through the love of the Holy Spirit, we know the difference. And sometimes we just need to repent and come to you and say, Lord, I'm sorry for this and that and things that I've done. I know you're faithful to forgive me. I repent of those now, Lord. Clean me up in Jesus' precious name. We're looking for a church home. This little church here is so special that gives the opportunity to people to come and just to be themselves and to fellowship with one another. Thank you for this little church, Lord, and we pray that your spirit will go from these four walls out into this community which we are honored to serve. What we call prevenient grace, God's spirit always wooing people into love relationships. We know you're coming soon, Lord, but you asked us to prepare this worldly kingdom for your return, one soul at a time. Thank you, Jesus, in his precious name. Amen.